Smart Stories for Smart People, a smart infrastructure podcast series where the future comes to life. We're proud of the work we're doing here at the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. Our researchers are always looking for ways to use technology to make our lives better and our cities smarter. We're in the process of transforming our city, Wollongong, in Australia, just south of Sydney, into one of the smartest cities in the world. Have a listen. See what you think. Pascal Perez is Professor of Infrastructure Modelling and Simulation and Director of the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. It's a semi-autonomous outfit that looks at ways of planning all kinds of infrastructure, roads, rail, communication, the Internet of Things. Professor Perez was quick to see the massive potential of virtual and augmented reality.
It's going to be a game changer. If you put people in the context of this future we're talking about and they don't really understand and they can interact with it, they will be more aware first. If they're more aware, they're going to be able to explain what's good and what's bad, what can be improved in this future, and so being part of a conversation, not having to react.
So in the first half of 2017, Smart set up a partnership with a VR startup called Devica. The man who introduced Smart to Devica was Associate Professor Robert Gorkin. He was overwhelmed by his first experience of virtual reality.
In the beginning, you put on a headset and you grab kind of these controllers, and that is like the physical interaction. But then once you turn it on, the first experience I had, it was actually a passive experience where you're sitting on a deck of a sunken ship and you're watching all the sea life just swim by you, and every direction you look at, you're seeing something different. It looks real. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this blue whale just floats up. There's a huge eye just like blinking at you, and it's looking at you. So it's not just, it's watching you move around.
Devica started its life in 2016 as a specialist in using virtual reality, or VR, for educational purposes. Here is founder and managing director Ken Kenchewski.
We were building that in VR to improve the awareness for kids as, like, you know, if they're doing science, you know, whether it's chemistry or biology, and they want to be a scientist, that this is something that they can do when they grow up. So trying to get their awareness and somewhat the inspiration where they can come out of the virtual reality having learned something, and actually it's all about that experiential learning. Like, they learn something through an experience, something that's interactive. They're interacting with a scientist in there, they're interacting with a penguin, and then to come out saying, you know what, this is actually something I didn't realize, my science, subject is in the direction of something like this. Building something that's really meaningful for education is something that we're really passionate about.
But it would be a mistake to think that Devica's VR is simply child's play, a kind of glorified video game. The take-up of the application is moving at lightning speed as big business sees the potential.
Technology's getting better and better every month. There's some new update about it being commercially ready. And I think companies don't want to be late to the game. So that's why it's really important that what we focus on is the software and the content and the experience. So as the hardware changes, we are able to adapt it pretty easily. So they're not going to be late to the next hardware that comes out that everybody might buy. They'll be ready for it.
It's easy to see how Smart benefits from having Devica as a resource under its roof. But what about the benefits for Devica? In one example, Devica is doing work for an American company building a virtual reality depiction of a mouse brain. But to do this, they need to find an expert in the subject to guide them. At a university such as Wollongong, there's no shortage of experts. And the help they give to academics is given back to academia as a VR teaching tool.
You know, rather than them looking at the molecules on a flat screen TV, or monitor, to actually now be able to put a headset on and give them access to our hardware to be able to improve the way they learn and potentially find ways to improve the way the current students are learning as well. So be able to filter that down and build an experience for different subjects within the university. I think anything needs to be a win-win. We're most interested in adding as much value as we can, and having access to subject matter experts has definitely helped a lot.
And subject matter experts, such as smart researcher Shiva Pedram, are increasingly blurring the lines between commerce and academia. Pedram has been working with Cole Services to evaluate the effectiveness of their virtual reality training program. I visited a newly constructed virtual reality dome that Cole Services donated to Smart. Pedram is hoping to use that to develop new training programs, both for commercial and academic use. All right, so here we are in a smallish room with the lights are off, so it's fairly dark. We're sort of looking into it's almost like the nose of an aeroplane, I suppose, with a controller. So we're looking into the dome, which is lit up with kind of lines going to the center. So tell me what use you have for this dome.
I'm just saying we recently got it, so we are trying to...
Pedram shows me a program she's developed to train rail workers who do their work by the side of train tracks.
So let's run it here, put A, and then you can navigate, like here, for example, we go.
Right, so we're looking here at we're on the side of a train track, and we're actually basically walking up the side of a train track with cars on one side and trains on the other.
Yeah, so now here, he asks us a question. So your work site is between...
Pedram talks about the safety training around a longwall miner. This is something that needs to be experienced, to be learnt, but it's too difficult and too expensive to go underground to use a real machine.
They would never get the feeling of the experience, you know, like, okay. The very best thing about virtual reality is just VR is an environment, is a training environment, filling the gap between the practical on-site training and boring traditional classroom training. It's what students or employees, everyone is just so used to it, and they wouldn't be paying 100% of attention when they are in the classrooms. They would never get the feeling of the experience. So this virtual reality actually give us the capability of experiencing everything and have a first-hand experience on the events. And then the human brain always works better when they get to see things and experience things. They can recall it faster than just hearing it.
So the uses of virtual reality are more or less limitless, and it's clearly going to become a big part of our lives in the coming months and years. Here's Smart Director Professor Pascal Perez using a cooking analogy to illustrate the power of virtual reality.
I used to tell my students to enjoy a cake. The best way you can have people enjoying the cake is to ask them to be part of making the cake in the first place. If they're being part of the recipe, when everybody share the cake at the end, there's maybe a better response than if you buy it from somewhere else.
Thanks for listening to Smart Stories for Smart People. Don't forget to review us if you liked what you heard. To find out more about the Smart Infrastructure Facility, head to smart.uow.edu.au. That's smart.uow.edu.au.